If you consider the word nurture and what it means not only to life in a physical sense, but what it means to life in a spiritual sense. We think about the role of parents, and part of their role is to nurture their children. But think about first from a physical sense. When a baby is born into this world, the parents nurture that baby, which means they provide for it. They provide that love and that care and that education and that training. And in the early years, it's a matter of changing the diapers and feeding that child and making sure those physical needs are taken care of. To nurture is almost synonymous with the word nourish. And so that nourishment is provided for that child from the parents. But this same sense, this nurturing and this nourishment, providing that sustenance which a child needs physically, is also what a child needs when it begins to come of age, where it begins to learn things and to grow, and it needs to grow in the Lord. And so the role of the parent is to nurture the child spiritually in the way of the Lord. I want you to think of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, of what Paul here says to the Ephesians, particularly the fathers, and their role towards their children. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. And other versions use there, instead of training, the word nurture, to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Well, the thought there to the fathers, as well, no doubt, to the mothers as they provide their role in the family, is to train children in the way of the Lord. You think of Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And this is the reason why this nurturing, this nourishment that comes from the parents in a spiritual sense is so important and is so critical and such a great need for that child. Because when that child is old and must feed himself spiritually and must feed herself spiritually, where are they going to turn? Are they going to turn to the ways of the world and the things that are presented there that are not according to God's Word in the Bible? Are they truly going to feed on that spiritual Word which will provide them the nourishment which they need? Well, that's the role of parents, to guide their children, to instruct them, and to nourish them in the Word of God. I want you to think also of Deuteronomy chapter 6, considering the words that were there in the Old Testament and how important it was for parents to nurture their children. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7, you shall teach them, that is the law of God, you shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. What was the point? When you're inside your house, when you're outside of your home, in the morning when you get up and in the evening when you lie down, teach the Word of God to your children. Nurture them. Nourish them. Train them and teach them throughout the days of their lives, in the morning and the evening, throughout every waking hour. Train them in the admonition of the Lord. And so that's the encouragement to parents, considering part of their role is to nourish their children, to train them up and to teach them the things that they need to know so that they can as well be those servants of God who are found faithful in His sight. The role of parents, nurture your children.